Welcome to the Zimcast, a program dedicated to bringing you what's new in agricultural marketing. The Zimcast is the official podcast of AgWired and hosted by Chuck and Cindy Zimmerman.
Hello and welcome to the Zimcast. I'm Chuck Zimmerman. I'd like to, first of all, thank the sponsors for our program, and that includes GrowMark, locally owned, globally strong, and Monsanto Roundup Ready Plus for weed management solutions. In this week's program, I'm going to share with you a conversation I had with Carrie Chestnut Mess. She is, most of us know her from Twitter, where her ID there is Dairy Carrie. And she was here as a panelist on the Marketing Forum session at the Alltech International Symposium. So we're going to learn a little bit about some of the marketing ideas that were expressed during that session, which I think you'll find very interesting. Tell us a little bit about yourself and where you're from and what you do.
So my name is Carrie. Online I'm known as Dairy Carrie. I am a Wisconsin dairy farmer and advocate. My first job, my first love is my dairy cattle, but I consider outreach to our customers just as important as milking my cows. So I do a lot of blogging, Twitter, Facebook, to try to help connect customers to where their food comes from.
We need as much of that as we can in today's world. Who took part in the Marketing Forum session here with some other panelists? What are some of the key takeaway messages that you heard or hope people would take away from what you had to contribute?
So the Marketing Forum yesterday was really neat. We had some great people in to talk to us about how they're marketing, and then at the end we had a panel that I was a part of. I am not going to lie, when Tim McIntyre from Domino's Pizza, I saw he was coming, he was kind of like a rock star to me. I love what Domino's has done as a Wisconsin dairy farmer. I'm in love with the company. So he got up and he talked about how his company has handled opposition, not just in the YouTube video that went out and not just in the critiques of their pizza, but how they've handled opposition from PETA and HSUS. And my favorite thing in the world that will always have me buying Domino's Pizza from now on is that he stood up there and he said, when given the choice between farmers and activists, as a company, we will always choose farmers. I mean, could you ask for much better? No.
No, that's a wonderful one right there. I wish I could have been there to hear it myself.
Yeah, so definitely loving the Domino's. We had Dr. Lyons stopped in, and he's kind of got a quote that he says around here that I think is really important to think about with people getting started in social media is, don't get it right, just get it going. And while we do need to get it right, the first thing to do is to do it. And that really played into what we talked about on our panel. Our panel was with Les Call from AdFarm, David Butler from here at Alltech, and myself. We just discussed brands, brand management, how do producers get involved, what do we need to do as ag professionals to reconnect, and why is it important?
So I think I heard yesterday in a session or it was our press conference even, but somebody said, looking at folks in agriculture, agribusiness, that we're terrible marketers. And do you agree with that? Do we really have a huge problem, or is it, or are we maybe trying to blow it a little out of proportion?
I totally agree, and it's not necessarily because we're bad at it. It's because we've never had to do it. So the importance of marketing ourselves, our product, our way of doing things has never been as apparent as it is now. And a lot of farmers and ranchers and ag businesses haven't fully realized that is important. So, yeah, we're terrible at it. We're getting better. We really are.
Well, that's what this conference is all about. And besides getting to very specific, almost scientific sessions on different animal species, the whole concept of running your business successfully, which certainly includes good marketing, there's a lot of those educational opportunities here, and that marketing forum is one of those. I don't know if any of the people who were in there did they have some questions that stood out, anybody that you would want to share?
Well, I think that one of our presenters, Rudy Baza from Polvara, I'm horrible at any kind of Spanish pronunciation, so I probably murdered that, was in, and he talked about the Latina market. And this made me think, and I posed the question on my Facebook pages, in the ag industry, to be brutally honest, when we talk about Latinos in our industry, we automatically go to immigration, workforce, that kind of thing, and I think in our minds. And that's, I don't know if that sounds horrible, but I think it's the truth. What he brought in is a different factor of they're a market. They have specific needs, specific wants, desires of us as well. And should we be looking more at who our customers are and meeting them? And I thought that was a great, great thing to look at, great question to ponder.
Well, and social media, again, is a mechanism, a channel of communications to allow some of that to happen. Certainly not the only one, I would say. Whether it's a conference like this and others, it doesn't hurt to have that personal face-to-face connection, too.
Oh, definitely. One of my favorite things to tell people who are adverse to getting online is to say, you don't have to, but you know what you do? When you're at your grocery store picking up whatever, and you see somebody as a dairy farmer with a gallon of milk in their cart, you go up, you shake their hand, you say thank you, and you introduce yourself. It is that easy to make the connection. You don't have to have an internet connection to make a difference here.
That's a great suggestion. Anything else about your session that you participated in, or just your thoughts on what you've been able to get out of the symposium so far?
What I've gotten out of symposium so far that is really neat to me is just seeing the professionals from across the globe here. You know, our ag industry, we tend to be, think about our local communities. We know the farmers next door and 10 miles from us, we know them. And we tend to not think about the global. So meeting people from across the globe, countries from everywhere, that's pretty... pretty view opening, opens the curtains on thinking about the rest of the world.
Nope, that's definitely it. Having come here a number of years, there are people I now know in other countries, and this is the only place I actually get to see them, but you get to know these people, and sometimes you can actually communicate because they speak English, because I'm a one language person. Thank you very much, Carrie, for speaking with me here. Besides talking with Carrie at the Alltech International Symposium, there is a whole lot more information that you can find on agwire.com. Just go there, and if you don't see it, click on the category for Alltech, and you'll find it. Interviews and speeches, fascinating stuff once again here with Dr. Pierce Lyons and his whole crew at Alltech. And that's the Zimcast for this week. I hope you've enjoyed it, and thank you for listening.
You've been listening to the Zimcast, the official podcast of AgWired. Check us out at www.agwired.com to find out what's new in agricultural marketing.